Good afternoon. You're listening to All Things Considered on VPR. In a moment, we'll get recommendations from our art hounds, but now it's time for the weekly conversation on the arts with Mary Williams.
5 seconds from now.
We're backstage at the Off Center for Dramatic Arts in Burlington's Old North End, and we're listening in on a rehearsal for David Shine's new musical. It's called Hot Ball.
Where you can see now my lifeblood throb.
And Eva Holden is one of the actors in the musical.
My pulsing throat open to your hands as a bond of trust.
Okay, do it again and do it really soft and really slow. Right after that.
And here's Jeff Hewitt.
Yep, I know, it's no picnic for a squirrel. But what the hell, it's a dang sight better than being a cow.
I asked Jeff to explain what his role is in this musical.
The show opens with the squirrels delivering a monologue, and then it's ultimately revealed that it's Chaz himself who's been talking about himself in relatively disparaging terms.
The unreliable narrator.
Yes, exactly.
And all these local actors are here because they're part of this weekend's Fringe Festival. And so a Fringe Festival is just what it sounds like. It's a lot of local theater actors coming together to really work on their different plays. So a lot of folks are coming and performing 20 minutes of a work in progress. And just to really get their theater out there. I sit down on the lip of the stage of this Black Box Theater with David Shine. He's producing the entire Fringe Festival, 4 days and 24 different original, local, and locally produced plays, and they make it really affordable so lots and lots of people can come and see. Here's David Shine again, and he maps out the origins of Off Center for the Dramatic Arts beginnings, and also the important role that the theater itself plays in helping the Old North End in Burlington become this emerging arts hub.
Off Center was started by four theater people in Vermont who had a long history of doing theater and working together in Burlington. They wanted a theater where they could put on their work, put on new work. There wasn't anything like it in Burlington. It was hard to get a place where local theater artists could create shows. So they created this beautiful little black box, and then a lot of people started using it because the community of actors and playwrights and choreographers and designers had a great need for a space that didn't break the bank. The whole purpose was to create a space where artists could afford it and audiences could also afford it. We don't sell popcorn either, so we're cheaper than a movie. Theater's expensive, and it's expensive for a reason. It's an expensive art form. So they established this in 2010, and they started doing fringe festivals right away.
So talk more about the Fringe Festival itself.
Fringe came out of Edinburgh. Edinburgh had this very fine theater festival where the best theater in the world happens. And then all the artists in Edinburgh and in England got mad because it was such high institutional art. So the artists said, well, we're going to do a counter festival. And then it started catching on. Most big cities in the world now have fringe theater festivals for precisely that reason, because the local theater artists want to celebrate themselves. And it's very low cost and very low tech. So I just put the word out saying, if you want to be in it, let me know. And we've got such great artists. Of course, the House of LeMay is coming, and sketch comedy. Me and Jeff and the Green Candle is doing excerpts from their pirate show. A no theater piece, which is a Japanese form with masks. It's about being a mom. It's called No Mom. A lot of people are coming and doing excerpts from what they do. I haven't seen this, so some guy sent me a script, so I don't want to read it. I just want you to limit it to 20 minutes. So that's the fun, crazy part. Because we want this place to sustain, and we also want to get it out there. I mean, every year, this will be better known as a place where theater arts is happening and where local theater artists can work. This is the studio for the artists in this part of Vermont to try out work. I'm thrilled to be doing this and to be part of a big collective of artists, the kind of which I've been part of in Chicago, I've been part of in San Francisco, and Burlington just has so much talent.
What's your hope for the Fringe Fest itself?
You know, that people just come together as Vermont theater artists of all sorts and have a good time and want to come back and get that sense of community and get that sense of momentum so we can get more support from the community, and also more people come here. You know, if they're looking at something at Off Center in 7 days, oh, I was there last year, I saw a really cool thing, and I think I'll go this weekend because Hot Ball, the full Hot Ball is going to happen. We saw, what was that thing we saw a year ago at the Fringe Festival?
With the squirrel puppet.
Yeah, stuff like that, or you know. I guess people call it branding now, but we just want to increase our community. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, talk about that. Like the South End has, you know, become this arts district. What do you see, or what do you hope for the Old North End?
The Old North End as an arts hub. We're part of that with Ben Bergstein, who has Studio A and Studio B, who connects with the ethnic communities who now live in the South End, the Sudanese and Somalis and Bhutanese, and we're part of that community. And so the Old North End is probably going to develop. We don't have the industrial spaces that the South End had, but there's a lot of potential here. And this is one of the poorest communities in the state. So it's natural that artists would come here and work here, because that's what artists do. They find the cheapest space they can. We're really trying to keep this place here and to grow an art hub in the Old North End.
The Fringe Festival begins tonight at the Off Center for the Dramatic Arts in Burlington's Old North End on North Winooski Ave, and runs all the way through Sunday. Find out more information at vpr.net. For VPR News, I'm Mary Williams.
In Arizona.
Yeah, we're getting there.
And now, here's Art Hounds.